Hello, my listening audience. You're listening to Pastoral Insights, and this is Pastor Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. More about us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. I'd like to welcome you to today's show. Get your pen, get your paper, get your Bible. Get ready, because my guest today is Pastor Mark McMillan, and we are going to talk about his ministry entitled Divine Revelations Ministry Incorporated. Then we're going to talk about dreams and the interpretation of dreams, get into a little prophecy maybe, and some numerology, because this is his gift. So open your ears, open your hearts, open your mind. Most of all, open your minds.
Amen.
So that you'll be able to receive what you're about to hear. Pastor McMillan was born in Quincy, Florida. He began preaching and was licensed as a minister at Tabernacle Church of Christ Written in Heaven in Gretna, Florida, under the tutelage of Bishop Nathaniel Pollock in 1995. In 1998, he was ordained as a reverend under the Missionary Baptist denomination in Tallahassee, Florida. In 2004, Pastor Mark was ordained pastor of the Pentecostal House of Prayer in Utica, right?
Is that yes, right?
Utica, New York. He founded Divine Revelations Ministry Incorporated, DRMI, in 2006, which currently functions under an evangelistic community outreach ministry as God leads him in various programs and services to teach and preach the divine word of God. Pastor Mark's passion lies within the prison ministry. He devotes much of his time to teaching, mentoring, counseling, life coaching, and ministerial duties for inmates in correctional facilities throughout Florida. Pastor Mark operates in the fivefold ministry gifts as outlined in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, and the unique gift of dream interpretation. He has extensive experience in volunteerism, prison ministry, youth development, substance abuse counseling, elder issues, family and individual counseling, television and radio ministry, sales, and customer services. Pastor McMillan, welcome to Pastoral Insights.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So glad to be here, Pastor. So glad to be here. It's an honor.
It's truly a pleasure to have you here. With all that being said, give my listening audience an overview of your testimony and how you came to know the Lord and then eventually moved into ministry.
Well, as you heard in my biography there, that I grew up in church. I grew up, my granddad was a preacher. My dad is a preacher. My mom, she was a preacher. My older brother, preacher. Younger sister, preacher. All these aunts and uncles and all these cousins are preachers.
You got a history and a lineage.
Yes, yes. My wife called it the Levitical a blessing upon our bloodline. And I said I didn't want to preach. So I grew up in a Pentecostal church where we jump, shout, praise God, spoke in tongue and all that. And as soon as I had a chance, I got out of that church. And I was one that was choir director, choir leader, you know, always involved in the church. But I hadn't experienced life from my perspective. So I got out, and in the late 80s, early 90s, started selling drugs, then started doing drugs, and kind of went back and forth to jail. Never went to prison, just back and forth. Every time you look around, I was in jail. Go in, get out. Go in, get out. Make, okay, God, if you help me, I won't come back. I get right back out, go back to the same territory, same place, same people. And so after a while, in 95, I was looking at 15 years, and the judge said he was tired of seeing me, so he was going to give me those 15 years. And I realized I couldn't get out then. I didn't have no bond. They wouldn't give me a bond. And my charges was possession charges, aggravated battery because I had to fight and, you know, all of that on the street. Just went through all of that, some writing bad checks and all of that stuff because I had a drug habit. And so when he said that, I realized I wasn't getting out and got I was still angry also. I was angry, and a guy come to me and said, God said for you to preach, and I knew God wanted me to preach. And this was an inmate in there, and I told him to get out of my face. I was going to hurt him. And, you know, he just laughed and came right back the next day and said, God wants you to preach. And to make a long story short, I finally accepted it. And when they threw 15 years up and they was like, you're going to get those 50, that's when I said, okay, God, I promise you, I'll preach, I'll preach, I promise you. So I basically started preaching right there in the jail. Actually held like a revival there. God blessed that dorm that we were in, that everybody was trying to get in there. So many guys' lives was being changed, and I was just starting my journey as I thought. And then I got out, and that's when I got licensed. And
so you like Paul there, isn't it? And in bondage and teaching.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. And I got out and got licensed, got in church, then went to the Baptist organization and, you know, was ordained and went through some seminary classes there. And basically just went forward from there in ministry. God called me when he sent me to New York. That's where I met my wife at. Yeah, I met her in New York. I went there to help build a church. Okay. In other words, the church, we only had 5 members. And I came there to, let's rebuild this church. And was doing very well with the church. But I say one of my main purposes was to find my wife. I told her I went, came all the way to New York to get you. And so God blessed our ministry. And in 2006, we started our own Divine Revelations ministry. And once we did that, that took us on a whole nother level. It took us from the religious way of serving God to now worshiping God through the spiritual and the enlightened understanding of who he really is through really understanding the lifestyle of Christ. And God blessed us to the utmost. And that's, he opened us up to receive him outside of just the taught ways of the church religious perspective, the taught ways.
So wait a minute. What I'm hearing is, there's a little bit, I'm just going to use this term, a little bit religiosity going on, and people are set in their ways. And so you're saying that there's a difference because of all the legalism?
Yes, 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 yes. There's a difference because always remember, God never ever really meant for us to be religious. He wanted us to be spiritual the entire time. Man created the understanding of doing something through a tradition. When God said keep a tradition, they created this understanding that this is how God wanted us to do it. But the tradition was for remembrance, but you were still supposed to open up to evolve yourself to understand more and more about God. That's why he said, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. So in other words, God wanted us to seek him, but when we look at it